Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
A protest song by the band Muse. The tune is Uprising from, oh, I don't know, maybe 2010, 2011, probably about 10 or 12 years old by now. I got a good response on the Oakland Art Jewelers talking text line about the sort of rant I went on in the last segment about how so many of us have programmed ourselves not to hear anything that we don't want to listen to. We're unable to distinguish between what feels good and what's true. Some of this was inspired by a quote from Carl Sagan from his 1995 book, The Demon-Haunted World, Science is a Candle in the Dark. I'm not going to repeat all that right now, but it was a kind of interesting thing. So if you want to go back and listen, you can do that on the Odyssey app. There's a rewind feature. It's pretty easy. Just scrub back to about, I don't know, 245, 250. You can hear it there. We'll also have it on demand at WWL.com. Now, tomorrow afternoon, Ben Franklin High School students will be protesting three bills in the Louisiana legislature per legislative process. HB 81 would force school officials in Louisiana to use students' names and pronouns that match with their birth certificate unless they have a note from the student's parent. And even then, teachers do not have to comply. They can claim a religious exemption and continue to call the students whatever it says on their birth certificate, even if the student doesn't go by that name at home. Senate Bill 7 and House Bill 102 would prohibit libraries from stocking books that do not comply with quote-unquote community standards. Of course, the bills fail to define what those standards are and who would set them. It would also implement a costly new library card system that would prevent juveniles from checking out certain books entirely. Joining me on the line right now is Jesus Saria, who is a co-organizer of a walkout protest at Ben Franklin High School tomorrow afternoon. Jesus, welcome to the show.
Hi, I'm so glad to be here.
The pleasure is all mine. Thanks for making time. Okay, where to begin with this? What are some of the specific provisions of these bills that concern you and your co-organizers, and why do you think they're problematic? And I know there's a lot to talk about here. Jesus, let's start with House Bill 81, which some are calling the dead name bill that would force school officials to use students' names and pronouns that match their birth certificate.
Right. So this bill is targeting the trans community, but it affects all of us, right? Does your kid go by a nickname, a family name, any name other than what's on their birth certificate? That is not allowed. So since when do we legalize school officials disrespecting kids' rights and parents' wishes? This isn't protecting freedom for parents to choose what their kid is called. This is protecting hate.
Hey, Suze, I thought this last night as I was preparing for this interview, and I know that some people listening right now are going to hear your concern. They're going to hear that students can use their preferred name and pronoun at school as long as they have permission from their parents. And I think some people will think that that's not very onerous, right? Like, how difficult is it to get a permission slip from your parent to use your preferred name and pronouns at school? They think, you know, it's easy for transgender or gender fluid students to be in their communication with their parents about that, that it's the parents' right to know. Your response.
So for parents, it's a complicated situation. And, you know, what it comes down to is respecting your kid. And, you know, if you really want to know, you can make this comforting environment in which your kid feels comfortable to tell you. But it also even if they feel comfortable to tell you, and you say, yes, this is exactly what I want for my kid, this should be allowed, the teacher is still allowed to say, I will not do that. I'm still going to disrespect your child, and I'm going to disrespect your wishes for your child, which that confuses me a lot, you know?
Yeah, when you kind of game it out, it is a little confusing. I like to think, maybe, and I'm surely have rose-colored glasses on about this, that if you're a transgender teen, you can go to your parent and they'll be supportive and they'll be understanding and they'll say, okay, you want to change your name, you want to change your pronouns, we will be supportive of you in that effort. Of course, many or perhaps even most parents would not feel that way. But for those who do, you might have all the support you need at home. But then if this legislation passes, you might go to school and you might interact with teachers or officials there that say, I don't really care what your parents call you at home or what your gender identity is at home. In this classroom or on this sports team, in this gymnasium, I'm going to call you what it says on your birth certificate and you just have to suck it up. Like, that sounds problematic to me.
It's just cruel and unnecessarily so. We want the future of our kids, the future of America, our voters, to be felt respected. We want them to feel respected, and we want them to be in a place where they can be learning to their best ability. And when we're choosing to hurt these kids for no reason other than hate, I keep saying this, but I just feel confused, you know?
Yeah. Okay, great. Thank you, Jesus. Let's talk about the library bills for a minute. This is Senate Bill 7 and House Bill 102. Again, this would prohibit libraries from stocking books that do not comply with community standards. The bills fail, of course, to define what those community standards are and what community gets to set those standards. To be clear, these changes would apply to all libraries, right? Not just libraries on school campuses. Do I have that right?
Oh, yeah. This is every public library in Louisiana.
Wow. Okay. I wanted to make sure I understood that, because on this on this program, we've been talking a lot about controversial books in St. Tammany Parish and Lafayette and other places. And listeners will often call in and say, well, I don't think that that book should be on school shelves. And I guess there's maybe a sound argument for that. I don't know what it is, but I certainly don't think that, you know, just the public library system should have this level of control set over the content of the books on its shelves, set by this sort of vaguely undefined community standards framework. Like, no library in America should have to comply to something like that.
Absolutely. I mean, libraries have a fundamental duty to make all information, reliable information, accessible. And this bill will defund libraries that are already struggling from fulfilling that purpose. I want you to think about who is using these libraries. It's not the people who can make weekend trips to Barnes and Nobles. It's not the people who can pay the monthly Cox bill. It is our low-income communities, our communities of color, the communities that need these resources more than anyone, and the communities that have the same right to information that any of the rest of us do.
Great. Jesus, what inspired you to organize a school-wide walkout in protest of these bills? I mean, how did you first become aware of these things, and what motivated you to take this specific action?
Well, last year, there were actually three more bills that were very similar to these. One of them was going to prohibit trans health care. Another was going to prohibit trans children from participating in athletics. And there was another bill that was going to essentially be a Louisiana don't say gay bill. And so when I heard this, as a trans kid myself, I was immediately really scared. Mm-hmm. We know that the health care bill is going to come back. And yeah, that scares me more than anything. I'm on HRT right now, hormone replacement therapy, mm-hmm. and it has brought so much joy into my life than I could have ever expected. And how can we take away this from future kids? This is going to improve their mental state. Countless studies have shown this.
Right. What are your goals for the walkout, Jesus? What do you hope to accomplish tomorrow? How do you plan to get your message out across to your peers and to the wider community?
So before the last year's walkout, we had over 300 participants, and I've reason to believe that even more will be there this time. I'm hoping that our fellow news cameras, our media will be there as well. We want this to reach as far as we can to let my community know, hey, we support you and there are people here for you, to let all students across Louisiana know that we are here and we care for you, and to let specifically our government know that we are here and we will not die. I want y'all to call Raymond Cruz if you can. Ask him. He's the one who made HB 81 to withdraw this bill. Call Governor Edwards to say that he needs to commit to a veto, commit to protecting children's lives no matter our differences.
Jesus, thank you. Thank you for taking the time today. I want to, and I'm not going to tell you anything you don't already know here. There is a perception among some people in this country that trans rights activists, especially one that are still in their high school years, that's all they are. You know, they're just these one-dimensional sort of puppets that are out here saying these things. Of course, I know that's not true. Will you just tell us a little bit more about yourself and your life outside of this effort and where you're hoping to go to college and what you hope to get out of this life?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I love microbiology. I'm really into studying mycelium specifically. It's the roots almost of mushrooms that can communicate to each other with sending nutrients and all of this stuff. And they've even found that these mushrooms can be planted in oil spills and create an ecosystem out of them. And oil spills, as we know, affect Louisiana a lot. Mm-hmm. So I really want to study that. I want to go to college and live my life and become a microbiology researcher. That's why I'm scared, because I can't keep doing this. I'm graduating this year.
Yeah.
And these kids are going to now have to fight for themselves. They shouldn't have to fight for their existence. I don't want to fight for my existence. Mm-hmm. I want to watch horror movies and eat chocolate popsicles and hang out with my friends, you know, in City Park. But I'm doing this.
There's a protest after your protest. The Real Name Campaign has an organizing action at Washington Square Park tomorrow at 5:30. I presume you'll be there.
Oh, yeah. I'm part of the team organizing that as well. And nice. They're all great people. I would love to see you guys there, honestly. I think it's going to be a blast.
Great. Jesus, thank you so much for your time and your work on this very, very important issue. Good luck to you guys tomorrow and tomorrow evening. Godspeed.
Thank you so much. So nice being here.
Absolutely. Pleasure's all mine. All right. We're going to come back. Thank you again. Jesus is co-organizing this walkout at Ben Franklin High School tomorrow. We'll step away and get a quick look at traffic, and we'll be back with Ton Trong, who has a new episode of his podcast, The Ton Report. Wow. That was really interesting. Ian Hoke in for Scoot on WWL. We'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.